Well, we're attempting to make contact with Susanna. That'd be Susanna Homan, who is the working for Paws now. That's right. She is the CEO of Paws Chicago. They're doing the Adopt-a-thon. Paws Chicago is hosting its 14th annual holiday Adopt-a-thon, and it goes through Saturday, December 18th. They are looking to find homes for 120 dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Wouldn't you just love to have a little kitten? Are you there, Susanna?
I am. Sorry about that.
Where are you?
Well, I'm having a Christmas dinner with some friends, but when I heard it was you, I said, I'm going to drop everything. I love John Landecker. I had such a great experience working with you almost 20 years ago, and really a highlight of my career. You're a legend.
Oh, come on. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
No.
I remember it very well. It was quite, we did a show together.
I think we did three.
Did we do three?
And I'll tell you what I remember about that.
Uh-oh.
Just that you were the most gracious, generous partner I have ever had before, during, or since.
My goodness.
That you treated me with respect. And I was a young kid in those days. And, you know, sometimes when you're young, people treat you like you don't know anything. And
yeah.
You always treated me with so much just... You told me I could do things. You told me I was talented. Like, it stood out for me, and it still does.
Wow. Well, thank you.
I feel
humbled, to say the least. Well, I'm wow, after that, I hope I can live up to that buildup. But anyway, you have moved on to be CEO of Paws Chicago. How long have you had that position?
I've been in the role about 6 months, and
yeah.
it's been really great. I adopted from Paws 9 years ago, and I am a big believer in the mission and
yeah,
just love
too.
Everything about Paws. Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to be.
So let's go over the holiday Adopt-a-thon, which I mentioned goes through Saturday, December 18th. And I mentioned Flurry and Finch. I don't think I got to Nabisco and Nectarine, who...
Yeah, we have lots of good animals. You know, we're looking to find homes for all these good pets, and we rescue them from animal care and control and all sorts of high kill states, and many of these animals would be euthanized. So what we do is we rehabilitate them in our hospital, we care for them, we train them, we assess their personalities, and we get them all gussied up for adoption. And now they're ready because we know so many people look for pets during the holidays. So we've been stocking up on great animals, getting ready for what we know is the demand from so many loving Chicago families.
Yeah, and the website is www.pawschicago.org/adopt. And what a perfect way to have a family celebrate the holiday than to bring home a worthy animal, a great pet, a cat, a dog, whatever.
Go
ahead.
I was just going to say, when you rescue, you feel like a hero every day. When you look at the animal and you know how much they love you and they bring so much to your life. And I think it's such a great message for kids, too, to understand this ecosystem that we all live in and how we have to care for one another.
So it teaches
compassion for animals, and it's just the best thing that you can do.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I was thinking, you know, earlier today when I knew we were going to do this, that how much I love my dog and how much my dog loves me and how, you know, as human beings, we could use a lot more of that in our lives today because there's not that many examples of people, you know, being there for one another. And one of the great things about I personally feel that an animal that has been rescued knows it. You know what I'm saying? That they know that they have been rescued and they appreciate it. That's just
absolutely
my own.
True.
That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I've had dogs, two dogs at the same time that should not get along with one another. You know, a pit bull and a Australian cattle dog who did not know each other at all until we brought them into our home. And I swear to you that they knew it. that they got along with one another because they both knew that they were rescued and this was a chance for them to get a better life. I believe it 100% that those animals know it.
I think they do, too. And it's funny because I'm pretty convinced I can read my own dog's mind.
Yeah.
And I do think that when you rescue, first of all, they pick up on your energy, and your
yes.
energy is so grateful
right.
for their service. Like, I look at my dog all the time, and I know his story is his mother came in from animal care and control and gave birth to illiterate paws 9 years ago.
Wow.
And I think to myself all the time, you know, in another world, this animal could have been euthanized or could have frozen on the streets of Chicago in the winter.
I know.
And so when I look at him, you know, that's part of what's in my mind, you know, that his life is so precious.
Did you say that that your pet was born at Paws Chicago?
Yes, that happens too.
Wow.
Not that much, but we
yeah.
do. We have animals that come in, and sometimes they're pregnant, and we don't know it, and they give birth to a litter of kittens or puppies.
Wow.
And we have these wonderful fosters who take them in because we try to make sure they're old enough to be adopted. And so, you know, they might take them in for 2 or 3 months and just get them big enough and healthy enough, and
yeah.
we vaccinate, yeah. neuter, do everything we can do to just get them to the place where they're ready to be adopted.
You know, I've never fostered not because I didn't want to. It's just that I would find it awfully difficult to take an animal into the home and have that animal be there for who knows how long as a foster and then have it leave, because I'm pretty sure that I would have, you know, bonded with it by then. And it's like, oh, please don't go. You know,
I think that's a good point. I mean, but I'll say this. When I started at Paws 6 months ago, I thought to myself, you know, how am I going to look at all these pets every day and not want to bring every one of them home?
Oh,
and
boy,
you get used to it.
Yeah,
and I think we have fosters. We have one woman who's fostered over 100 dogs for us.
Wow.
And she sees it as her mission to just continue bringing in animals and helping them socialize and overcome things like shyness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so she's happy when one leaves the nest because she knows she set it off on a path to be happy with the family.
Yeah, I in the past rescued a dog that when it first came to the house would not come in. You know,
wow.
I mean, it stayed out in the yard, and I'd have to like trick it to get into the house. I'd have to like, you know, come out there with some food or something. And within, I'd say, 6 months, that dog did a complete turnaround, and you know, was romping all over the yard, jumping on the furniture, having a great time. And
we call that. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we call that underdog to wonder dog, and we say that a lot of these underdogs blossom. And the shelter environment is, you know, Paws is such a great place, but of
yes.
course, it's still a shelter, and they are seeing new volunteers walking them different days of the week, and so they're getting used to this environment every day, and it's stressful for a pet, and especially some of the bigger ones that take a little longer to adopt because there are not as many families who can take on bigger pets.
Right.
So we always say you're going to see a real personality emerge after, you know, the weeks and months unfold and these animals settle and they realize, because, you know, they have to understand this is home. And once they realize this is home, often there's a whole new personality that comes out.
And
that's,
you know,
the most beautiful thing of all.
And I hope that the people realize that not every animal is a young puppy or a young kitten, and that there's a need for an adoption or a fostering of animals that are older. And, you know, this doesn't usually, older animals aren't on the top of a lot of people's mindset about getting a pet in the house, but there's a great need, I'm guessing, for
there absolutely is.
Absolutely.
I'll say
yeah.
this, you're right, puppies and kittens go so quickly,
right?
And the older animals sometimes take longer, but there are a lot of seniors who adopt senior pets
because
they have less energy, they've already been house trained. You know, they're really good animals. And where the senior pets come from is we often get animals that maybe they've lived in a home, but, you know, especially in a pandemic year, sometimes if someone passes away, if someone loses their home or their job and they can no longer keep the animal, they give them up. And these are wonderful animals who are used to living in a home, and they make phenomenal pets, especially for people who don't want to train a puppy.
Right.
And so there's a lot of matching that we do with seniors for senior pets. And it's the absolute best. They just cuddle all day, you know.
It's a great thing to do.
That's what I hope to do when I'm a senior. Yeah.
So let's get down to the brass tacks here. How does somebody approach PAWS to either foster or adopt a pet, an animal?
Yeah, you go to our website, which is pawschicago.org, and you can click the adopt button and see our entire inventory of pets. The important thing to know is that we have a world-class animal hospital in Little Village where we treat the pets before they are ready for adoption. And the treatment can be anything from simple, you know, spay or neuter surgery and vaccines to more elaborate, you know, depending on if the animal was hit by a car and has a broken limb and we need to rehabilitate it for a few weeks. So we do all sorts of treatments, and then once they are ready, they go to our adoption center. And that's why you have to check our website every day, because that fresh batch of kittens and puppies and seniors and everything in between is uploaded every single day, and the inventory changes constantly. During the adopt-a-thon, we have already in the last few days adopted out about 100 pets. So, you know, it's a fast moving operation, and there's new inventory every day.
We're talking to Susanna Holman, who is the chairman, CEO of PAWS Chicago. What are the requirements of a person? What are the requirements that a person has to have to qualify to adopt or foster a pet?
Sure. You have to be 18 or older. We do have a questionnaire because we're trying to match people with the best lifestyle match. So, for instance, you know, if you're someone who works from home and lives alone in a small condo, you might want, you know, an animal that needs a lot of attention. And or if you're someone who lives in a yard and you want a big giant dog, you know, that's a whole different matching process for us. So we ask a lot of questions and we say, what's your lifestyle? Are you home? What kind of animal do you want? How much energy do you want? Do you want an animal that's good with kids? Because we test our animals to see how they do with other pets.
Absolutely.
We cat test, we dog test. You know, so we're trying to assess, based on every individual household, what the best match is. And we have a quiz on our website that allows people to just fill out their responses for what they're looking for so that we can tell them, aha, here is the best pet for you. We ask people to make an appointment. We love for people to bring the whole family, because sometimes people think that a Christmas surprise is so much fun, but you never want to get in a scenario where the surprise goes wrong. This is a big commitment. You know, you might have a pet for 15 years. So we say bring the whole family, have everybody meet the animal. And we also say, you know, if you have a landlord, if you're a renter, just double check if there are rules, because a lot of buildings have rules about, you know, you can only have a 30-pound pet. So as long as you know those things going in, and we ask those questions so that we can find the ideal pet for people.
Do you have to live in Illinois or Chicago to be able to get a pet from PAWS?
I mean, for the most part, we do adopt out the contiguous states. So we have people from Wisconsin and Indiana who will come through, and we're good with that. We don't like them to go really long distances, because one of the great things about PAWS, so we invest so much in all of our animals, and we do this through the generous donations of Chicagoans. And we also make sure that we have a lifetime guarantee, which means that if circumstances change and you can no longer keep your pet, we will take that pet back forever for the life of the pet, and we will find it a new loving home. And that's a real comfort for people when they adopt from us, because they know no matter what happens, this animal is going to be okay, because we guarantee it.
Well, and, Susanna, it's been great to talk with you again. You're doing a really great service, and all the best to you and everybody over at PAWS, and have a very merry holiday, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
John, it is such a pleasure to reconnect. I adore you and have nothing but great things to say about you to everyone I meet. And I was excited to talk to you today, just because I think that you're just a wonderful person. So thank you.
Thank you, Susanna.